Mr. K here, back live after a week hiatus. It is 10 o'clock Wednesday night. You are listening to My Audio Face. We've got some great stuff tonight. Let's start off with some topical stuff, and we'll come right back for more of a chat.
Have you ever been told no?
In my whole life, really has been a no. It's not been easy for me. It has not been easy for me. And, you know, I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million. All my life, I was told no.
Please welcome Donald Trump.
Here's a North reporter with a disability.
Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. Oh, I don't remember. He's all like, I don't remember. I had to overlook these. That's what I said.
You're a no pervert.
I don't remember.
Donald, we're going to have to... Yeah, they let you do it. Jesus, they let you do anything, don't you, Donald? All right, good evening. Mr. K with you. That's enough Donald for now, but build a wall. Let's hope maybe somebody comes up with an idea to build a wall around him and his cohorts that are just... I don't know. I don't even know what to think anymore. How does this stuff happen? You couldn't write it. If you wrote this, they'd go, no, this is too silly. It doesn't have any credibility. This would never happen. But, folks, it does. And it keeps us talking, I suppose. You are listening to My Audio Face on CKMS 102.7 FM, RadioWaterloo.ca, or Rogers Digital 946. We're going to go right to a couple of Canadian bands that are going to be playing together this Friday at the Chainsaw. We're going to hear some Big Dirty and some Low Tech Cruiser right now. Here is Big Dirty.
Sit down on a busted
Big Dirty. Here's Low Tech Cruiser. We'll be right back. right, folks, that was Low Tech Cruiser with a beautiful song called Buried Under the Morning Sun. Right before that, we heard Castaways from Big Dirty. Now, both bands will be live 2 days from now at the Chainsaw in Waterloo. And best part, it's $3 to get in. So you've got Big Dirty, you've got Low Tech Cruiser, and Demon Skulls also playing with them. That's 9 o'clock this Friday at the Chainsaw in Waterloo. I hope to be there, and certainly recommend you guys get out there as well. Some great, great local stuff to listen to. And speaking of which, if you are a local band or know a local band and you'd like to get their music on My Audio Face, you reach out, I'll be happy to play it. Email me at myaudioface@gmail.com. Come to the Facebook page, My Audio Face. Find us on Twitter at My Audio Face. If you tweet me anything about witch hunts or fake news, I will block you. All right. So, Mr. K was away last week because he went to go see Megadeth in Windsor. It was, I think, the third or fourth time I saw them. It'd been a couple of years since the last show, but definitely first time in that kind of setting at the Coliseum in Windsor. It's a big place, but it's more of a sit-down theater, although they try their best to kind of have a bit of a mosh pit up front, but I don't think they really managed. Anyhow, good show, by a fortuitous turn of events, anyhow, I forget where I was going with that, so it doesn't matter. The concert was great, and I'm also going to go see Metallica this Sunday. So I'm going to play a couple of songs, three songs that sort of tie into that. We're going to hear a Megadeth song, then we're going to hear Metallica's version of that same song. You guys can decide who wrote what and which one's better and all that, and then we'll play another Metallica song. And then I'll tell you about another cool concert I saw on July 1st. So here is Dave Mustaine, Megadeth, with a song called Mechanic. And that, folks, was The Four Horsemen by Metallica, and prior to that, Mechanics from Megadeth. It's actually the same song. Dave and James wrote that in the early 80s, 83, I think. But the band broke up. Band broke up, let's be clear. Dave and James broke up, meaning Dave got thrown out of Metallica, went on to start Megadeth. And, that was 30-some years ago. Anyhow, I think there's something for everybody. Some like one, some like the other. I like them both. I will give a shout-out to Lisa, listening from the eastern part of the province, and Paul from the western part of the country. Peter from downtownish area. How's that? So there we go. And everybody else that's listening, thank you for doing so. We've got one more Metallica song to do, I think. I don't know. Maybe I might skip it. I don't know. Now I'm going to play it since it's there. Got some Bad Mary coming up, too. They're a New York punk band, but I like playing them because they support the show by following us on Twitter. And it turns out they got some pretty cool stuff, and it fits my bill. So we'll hear from them. They got a new EP in the works. I got a chance to hear a bit of a preview, and the song I heard was pretty good. So when that comes out, we'll be playing that. Reminder to all other new bands, particularly local to the KW area, but anywhere else, if you're new or you want to have your music on, even if you're not new, if you're, I don't know, Korn and you want your music played, you can submit it too. Twitter at MyAudioFace, Facebook at Facebook, fb.me/MyAudioFace, and Gmail, MyAudioFace@gmail.com. Coming up on 10:33, let's listen to that Metallica song we chatted about. Maybe this could have been the theme song for Mr. Fucking Trump. The thing that should not be. We'll be right back. That was our good friends Metallica from Master of Puppets. I swear I didn't actually pick these songs to fit my little theme so well, but what are you going to do? So, bonjour Brigitte, qui nous écoute de, je pense, Ottawa, la capitale. So that's cool. And Paul out in Preston. Yeah, Preston, right? Cambridge, Preston. So cool. Awesome. Great that everybody is on board. So, Metallica, Sunday in Toronto. Playing at the Rogers Center, not the best acoustic place, but who cares? At this point, Metallica is almost, well, I'm as almost as old as them, so I'm not really going to the shows for acoustics anymore, but you know what? It'll be good. I'm more excited about some of the some of the supporting bands. I really want to see Avenged Sevenfold and Volbeat. I actually, believe it or not, saw them too much. I got tired of them. But I haven't seen them for a couple of years, so it will be fun. So let's play some Volbeat and Avenged Sevenfold, getting ready for Sunday's big show in Toronto. Here is the Mirror and the Ripper.
Found the morning liquor, found the morning light. Looking to the rear of me and the motherfuckers on the way to game down the lane. Sick and tired of fighting, all the crap inside. Starting a new day, breathing in the morning, got a feeling leaving something behind. I said, lonely, 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 lonely day.
Moving on those old Mary Poppies into the light and now the suicide, you need 100 angels quails. Face the mirror, we're gonna sing another, then you're gonna face the mirror. We're gonna sing another, then you're gonna face the mirror. We're gonna sing another, then you're gonna face the mirror. We're gonna sing another, then you're gonna
go, a newer song from Avenged Sevenfold, Retro Vertigo. Before that was some Volbeat, before that was some Metallica. Now, we're coming up on, hour's almost up already. Boy, I always got songs left over, which is cool. We're definitely going to play Bad Mary next, we promise that. Want What I Want is what we're going to play. They're a cool band, you should check them out. And gonna sneak something in after that. I haven't decided yet what. I remind you, though, you are listening to My Audio Face on CKMS 102.7 FM in Kitchener-Waterloo, worldwide, radiowaterloo.ca, or on Rogers Digital 946. You can always request songs, send your feedback, or put some music submissions in for new bands on the Facebook page, Twitter at My Audio Face, or Gmail. What's that again? MyAudioFace@gmail.com. There we go. So, let's listen to Bad Mary. Want What I Want. Bad Mary from the Killing Dinosaurs EP. Folks, I almost forgot, and thank goodness I didn't, with 7 minutes left to the show. I meant to give you a quick roundup of a July 1st concert I went to, and with the skipping a week, well, I almost forgot about it, but no fear. Went to go see two great bands from around here, Space Pope and Orexin, at the Boathouse on July 1st, and they were opening up for Green Jelly. And so very briefly, if you weren't there, you missed a pretty cool night. Very intimate location. Best place, best way to see bands, I think, is right up close, right there. Space Pope, first time for me to see both bands. Space Pope opened up. Did a great set, and then the band I came to see, which was Orexin, went on and tore it up. was fantastic. As far as I was concerned, that was the show, that was the headliner, so I did not stick around for Green Jelly. Nothing against them. Mr. K is a little old, and Mr. K was more interested in seeing the local bands, and they were both terrific. So keep an eye out for both those bands, Orexin and Space Pope. We will play some more of their stuff in the coming weeks. We are now going to round out this evening with some not quite metal, but still some good stuff from the Beastie Boys, one of which will be DJ for Metallica on Sunday. So check it out. Come on.